Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Natural Birth Talk. This episode is about trusting your intuition and your inner voice. This is such an important topic, especially if you're going to be in a hospital for your birth, but really for any mama in any American culture where we are discouraged from listening to our inner voice and our intuition, this episode is going to give you a whole new take on that and show you exactly why it's so important. So here is your sneak peek. Stick around.
That voice and that deep understanding, that wise knowing, mm-hmm. and not being able to explain why and acting on it anyway. And so when I say like that, the inner voice is just a couple breaths away. It's just that aspect of being able to take a couple breaths, quiet the mind for just a moment so you can feel within your body without the disturbance of like fearful thoughts circling around in your mind, and then zoning in on like what the truth is for you in that moment.
Hi, I'm Rachel Manns, owner of The Natural Birth Site and this podcast, The Natural Birth Talk. Here, you'll learn all about different natural aspects of birth, pregnancy, and postpartum. Remember, none of this information should take the place of a care provider and is not medical advice. Birth is not a medical emergency. Thanks for listening. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Natural Birth Talk. Today, I am here with Kayla Corsiglia, and we are going to talk about how important it is to trust your intuition, especially in the time of pregnancy and birth and postpartum. But just in general, we need to learn to trust our intuition and listen to that inner voice. So I'll go ahead and let Kayla introduce herself.
Hi, everybody. Like she said, my name is Kayla Corsiglia. I am a podcast host and an intuition and manifestation life coach. My podcast name is Intuition Academy. Mm-hmm. You can find it on every platform. And my practice is basically just solely focused on building and maintaining that connection with your deepest intuition.
Awesome. I'm really excited to have you here because this is a topic I mention a lot throughout my podcast and throughout my childbirth ed training. I mention how important it is. I usually use the term instincts, but today we're using the term intuition and inner voice. It's just so important to listen to those things. I harp on that all the time. And so I'm just really excited to be here and talk to someone who that is their business, teaching people how to do that. So why don't we start with why you think it is so important for people to listen to their intuition?
Yeah. Okay. So I believe that it's important to listen to our intuition because it kind of goes to the root of like what I believe the intuition is. Mm-hmm. And I believe the intuition to just be like the aspect of ourselves that lives without fear.
Yeah.
Without fear. And so, I mean, and living without fear, like that's just the most fulfilling way that we can live in general. Mm-hmm. So in a really easy summation of it, like that is why I believe it's so important, because living without fear is the most fulfilling way that we can live our lives.
Absolutely. I love that definition. I don't think I've ever put it in those terms. And I do say, you know, I teach, okay, you need to know the difference between fear and intuition, but I've never defined intuition that way. So I love that. Thank you for just putting that in words so eloquently.
You're so welcome.
So what then are, maybe just start with a couple tips to help people to reconnect to their intuition, because I think you know that most of us are not taught to trust our intuition, especially in birth. We're taught to trust the doctor, trust the medical equipment, trust the staff, whoever is present. We're taught to trust that and to look at that, to look at the ultrasound machine or to look at the fetal heart rate monitor. And we're not taught to look inside and see how we are feeling about it. But we should. We really should look inside, see how we're feeling about things, because I think there is a lot that our inner voice can tell us that anything from the outside, whether in birth or outside of birth, anything from the outside can't necessarily tell us. So what are some tips for connecting to that intuition and that inner voice?
So we like to say in the community that I come from, where we're all based in trying to listen to what we call the inner voice, mm-hmm. We like to say it's just a couple breaths away. And it's just as simple as hearing from your own mind, like from the thoughts that you're having in your mind constantly. Mm-hmm. And what we try and do is focus instead on the sensations that we're feeling in our bodies.
Okay.
And differentiating between the way that it feels when we hear a thought in our head and when it feels like we're having a gut feeling instead.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like there's a very, when you really zone in on the way that it feels when you're, when both of them are happening, mm-hmm. it feels very different. And yeah. a really easy way to do this, if you're not used to like listening or feeling the physical sensations of these things, it's like asking yourself if you understand unconditional love. If in this moment right now, in this instance, you are experiencing complete and utter unconditional love towards everything, towards yourself and towards the staff, like if you're in the hospital, giving birth and having to trust all these things, mm-hmm. you know, experiencing unconditional love towards all of these things and not being afraid that what you desire or what you want in that instance, whether it's like because you're having a gut feeling or not, if you were having unconditional love towards everything that's present in that scenario, like what would you be doing differently than you're doing presently? And I would say if you are doing something differently than expressing complete and utter unconditional love, then that's not intuition. You're not acting on intuition.
Yeah, that makes sense. Again, I don't think I've ever thought of it in that terms. I usually end up explaining it with kind of explaining what fear is, right? Like fear is that pit in your stomach, that heart racing. It's playing the what if game a lot, yeah. right? That is fear. And if you're doing those things, it's probably not intuition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that goes with what you said, because if you're doing those things, that's also not feeling that unconditional love, right?
Yeah.
And then if you, I think you explain it better than I do. I usually explain it as intuition or inner voice. That's that confident feeling. It's a confidence. It's this feeling of, I know that this is what I need to do and I don't necessarily know why, or I know that this is not what I need to do and I don't necessarily know why, but I feel very confident in that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a wise knowing
mm-hmm.
without needing to explain or understand why you have that wise knowing.
Yes. And I think that's probably the part that trips us up in our culture a lot is not being able to explain why.
Definitely. Definitely.
Especially with doctors and nurses who tend to be a little more type A, that why is very important to them.
Yeah.
And very hard to kind of understand that you don't always have to know the reason. You can mm-hmm. just trust the intuition.
Yeah, exactly.
Repeat that again.
The trusting the unseen.
Yes. And you were about to say something else a second ago and I kind of cut you off. Do you remember what it was?
No, I don't. That's okay. If it's important, it'll come back.
Right. That's okay. So that is a really good way to look at being able to trust that intuition, being able to listen to that inner voice, being able to tell the difference between fear and intuition. Are there any other tips, anything else you'd like to tell the audience? Any stories maybe where you, I know I'm putting you on the spot with a story because I did not prep you with that, but any stories of maybe when you were learning to trust your intuition or I don't know, anything like that may add value for our audience.
I would just say to go back to like the couple breaths away statement before. Mm-hmm. For anybody listening to this who's into like the meditation aspects of life, mm-hmm. if you dabbled in meditation at all, the way that we teach this, or that I teach this to my clients, is that you quiet the mind,
mm-hmm.
a meditation practice, like that's what we're learning in those meditation practices, or rather it's to witness the thoughts and to allow them to pass by without having any attachment to them. And so what we're doing with inner voice work, trying to hear our intuition, trying to hear our own deep wisdom, instead of just trying to stop thoughts altogether, we try and quiet the mind aspect of ourselves. And we listen like deeper within ourselves. And you almost like focus in on your heart
or on
your sacral or solar plexus chakra, focus in on that area of your body, right around your chest or like below your breast.
Okay.
And really take some deep breaths and focus in on the sensations that are occurring there and what answers you're hearing coming from there instead of from the mind up in your head. Does that make sense?
It definitely makes sense to me. And hopefully the audience will agree. And I get what you're trying to say. You know, you want to feel that core center feeling.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that ever present, ever running logical feeling. Like so many of us women, like brains are just running, running, running. And it's kind of hard to turn off and you don't really know where it's all coming from. And being able to just calm yourself and feel just how your body is feeling in that moment. And a lot of that is going back to connecting to our bodies too, because I think a lot of us are not very connected to our bodies in general.
Yes.
We don't take the time to sit, to meditate, to honor our bodies, especially in pregnancy where we have another body growing inside of our bodies. Yeah. And there's this other being inside of us. And, you know, that's just this whole new connection. Maybe even if you were really good at connecting to yourself before pregnancy could definitely throw that off or make it a little bit different. So even if you were good at this before, you want to practice it during pregnancy too, taking that time to calm and just feel the feelings in your body and trying to let your brain calm down, which is really hard to do.
Yes, it is. But it's necessary, I believe.
Absolutely. Do you have anything else you want to share? Any other tips or stories or anything like that? It's okay if not. We've just been really concise.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I feel like it's really like our bodies are incredibly intellectual and they're smart mechanisms. I mean, we see that especially within pregnancy, like the bot, like we don't have to do a single thing. And there's just a human being created within our body.
Absolutely.
Which is why I believe it's easier for women than men to tap into this intuitive aspect of ourselves, because we already believe that we can create life out of, in a way that we don't understand. Like we experience the unknown. We don't understand entirely how that baby is being created when that's occurring within our bodies, but still believe that it's happening. And that is, it's just 100% a beautiful representation of intuition, because that's exactly what intuition is. It's feeling those nudges. It's feeling that voice and that deep understanding, that wise knowing, and not being able to explain why and acting on it anyway. And so when I say like that, the inner voice is just a couple breaths away. It's just that aspect of being able to take a couple of breaths, quiet the mind for just a moment, so you can feel within your body without the disturbance of like fearful thoughts circling around in your mind, and then zoning in on like what the truth is for you in that moment. And that's why I like to say it's just a couple breaths away, because within a couple of breaths, you can quiet your mind. We actually like to say the mind can't speak, like the mind can't speak when you're exhaling very dramatically. Like if you're making a really big, the mind has a difficult time spinning and spinning and spinning when there's a really dramatic exhale.
Yeah. Which is probably why when we're kind of getting worked up or we're getting, you know, we take these deep breaths of like, and we just have to blow it all out.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh.
That is really interesting. I've never thought about that, but I love that. Mm-hmm. You just said so much good stuff in just a few little sentences there. But it's all the things that I'm always thinking and trying to explain. And obviously you're much better at explaining it than I am. But you're right. You know, we don't consciously know how we're growing this baby, but we know we're doing it.
Yeah.
And so we don't have to consciously know why we are making a certain choice. If it feels very confident in our body, it is a choice we should probably make.
Yes.
And then, you know, just to tack on to that, it is so important to sit and practice these things. For mamas out there, you cannot just walk into the labor room expecting to be able to find your inner voice, because there is going to be a lot of fear language coming at you. There is going to be a lot of scary sounds and machines, because they're just, even if they're not, you know, scary sounds to me as a doula, they're new sounds for you and they're distracting sounds. And so you really need to practice connecting to your body and listening to your intuition and listening to your inner voice before the whole labor process begins.
Yeah.
Because even though it's only a few breaths away, there's still going to be a lot of things coming at you that are going to try to distract you from taking those few breaths.
Yeah. And actually, I have a nice little tool that people can use whenever fear is arising.
Okay.
That helps them simultaneously connect with their bodies. So the way I like to think of fear or those negative emotions that are coming up, It always starts as nothing more than a sensation that we're experiencing in our bodies.
Okay.
So it just starts as like that feeling, like the tightening in our chest or the quickening of our heart, you know, like maybe a tightness somewhere else in our body. It always starts as that sensation, like the pang in the twinges.
Yeah.
That is where it begins. And then the mind wanting to understand it, it creates stories or it adds labels to it. Like this is fear or this is sadness, this is anger. And then it starts to attach the actual story to it. Like I'm angry because fill in the blank. And the mind starts to ruminate there to feel like the emotion it's experiencing is wrong. And then it feels like it sort of just recharges and starts all over again. And then it becomes this cycle where we're feeling the fear and it's not going away.
Yeah.
And so really good way to counteract this is to just allow the feeling in our bodies to be just a feeling, just a sensation that we're experiencing. Whatever the sensation of anger is for you, let it just be the sensation without attaching the thought, I'm angry, to it, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And in the mindfulness community, it's believed, I think, if I'm remembering this correctly, I did mindfulness training years ago. I think it's that scientifically speaking, when they did studies, an emotion only lasts 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
If you just allow the emotion to be present within your body without attaching the story, without attaching like the trigger to it, revisit the trigger and then like reactivating the emotion all over again. It's like set the timer for 90 seconds. And if you trigger yourself again, you have to reset the timer back to 90 seconds. And so if you're feeling trapped within an emotion, like it's not going away, it's because you keep going back to the trigger in your mind. And if you could just be present with the way it feels and allow the sensation to be nothing more than a sensation without having any attached thoughts to it, then it will go away within those 90 seconds. It completely dissolves. It's like magic, in my opinion.
That is awesome to hear that there is like an actual study to go with that. Because I so often tell my clients, you can do anything for 60 seconds, or you can do anything for, 90 seconds or 2 minutes, talking obviously about a contraction. But I'm also always telling them, you know, you don't want to anticipate the moment of the contraction. You want to anticipate the moment of rest coming after the contraction.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that ties in so well, because even if they're feeling fearful or upset or struggling with the contraction at the very beginning, as long as they can make it through without connecting or attaching too much of a story to that feeling, then they can let it go when it's gone and rest in between.
Yes. And just allow it when it's happening in the moment, and just remembering that it's just a sensation. It's just a feeling. It's just like hot. It's just like cold. Like those are just sensations, and the contraction itself is just a sensation.
Yes.
And the sooner that people can relax into that, the less, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the less painful it's going to be for people, I believe.
Yes, absolutely. Because I think it also comes down to, in the same way, like if you're not making a big deal out of this sensation, no matter how uncomfortable it is, then it's going to be more comfortable. The bigger of a deal you make out of it, the worse it gets.
Yes. And it's like what you resist persists. It's almost like an exaggeration of the experience that you're having. Resisting the sensation that's present just exaggerates it. It makes it worse.
Yeah. Instead of just surrendering, accepting, listening to your intuition and just the wise workings of your body, and that this is how this has to happen.
Yeah.
And letting it flow.
Definitely.
Oh, wow.
The term inner voice is confusing to anybody who's listening and they're interested in learning more about it, I just about a month ago, released a podcast episode that's called Inner Voice 101. And so if you're interested in like, what, I don't understand what you're talking about, inner voice, like, how do I talk to the inner voice, or what is it? How do I listen to it? Just go listen to that episode in Intuition Academy. I think I describe it a lot better than I'll be able to in this episode right now.
Well, yeah, you have a little more time to do it on your own episode.
Yeah.
I will definitely link that and your podcast as a whole in the description below so people can come listen to it. I think that you provide so much value, and there were several other things you said that I just absolutely loved. You talked about a fear cycle, which I teach about in my class, and how, you know, this is how the fear cycle works, but if you can just remain calm and have faith instead, you get this totally different outcome, and it ties in to this intuition and the wise workings of our bodies. I think that this was a really good chat, and I'm really excited to link your podcast because I think it's really going to be helpful for a lot of mamas out there who are, especially if they're wanting natural birth, but even if they're not wanting a natural birth, just being able to trust that they know how to make the best choices for themselves and their baby.
Yeah, absolutely. This was a really, really wonderful conversation. I'm so happy that you had me on.
Thank you. And thank you for taking the time to be on. I don't have anything else. Anything else you want to toss in before we finish up?
No, I think just linking the podcast, and I don't think there's anything else. No, it's just, if you're interested in working with me or learning more about this stuff, go and listen to the podcast. I always link my link to work with me, like set up a consult call with me, and everything is in there. So if you're interested in any of that stuff, just go listen to the podcast and click the links.
Awesome. Absolutely. I will have that down below because I think it'll be a lot of help for a lot of our listeners out there. Listeners, you heard it from Kayla. It is so important to really connect with your intuition, start listening to that inner voice, trusting the wise workings of your bodies. I will have a YouTube video that will go along with this podcast in some form or another. So check out the links below. Definitely check out the description, and we will talk to you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hi, Rachel Manns again. If you want to learn more, please subscribe to this podcast and head over to my site, thenaturalbirthsite.com, to check out my blog, shop, email list, and YouTube channel. Thanks. Hi, Rachel Manns again. If you want to learn more, please subscribe to and rate this podcast and head over to thenaturalbirthsite.com to check out our online natural birth education course, birth story blog, YouTube channel, and more.